Well, public health experts often talk about the importance of treating the cause of a disease and not just the symptoms. And that arises if we think about this novel coronavirus and how it arose, but also about any future diseases with pandemic potential. And a United Nations report today warns we should expect more of those and with greater frequency unless we treat the cause. And that means implementing some pretty fundamental changes to how we live on this planet. Nick Grimm reports.
Ebola, SARS, MERS, HIV, Lyme disease, Rift Valley fever, Lassa fever. They're all so-called zoonotic diseases, illnesses that originate in animals but find a way to jump species and infect humans, with often devastating results, as COVID-19 has now demonstrated. Here's the executive director of the UN's Environment Programme, Inga Anderson.
In the last century, in fact, we've seen around six major outbreaks of novel coronaviruses. And 60% of known infectious diseases and 75% of new emerging infectious diseases are zoonotic in nature.
COVID-19's ability to rapidly infect its hosts has made it one of the world's worst disease outbreaks. And the United Nations is warning odds are something even worse will come along soon.
We were warned that the current pandemic was not a matter of if, but when. And it's a human failing that we predict, but we do not prepare. So now we must become more proactive to avoid another pandemic.
But being more proactive requires more than vigilance, the UN says, with humankind needing to tackle the root causes. They include the destruction of natural habitat, intensive farming practices, and the world's growing appetite for eating meat. Jimmy Smith is the director of the International Livestock Research Institute, which co-authored the report with the UN.
The key thing to understand about diseases like COVID-19 is that they do not emerge out of nowhere. They are not unpredictable events like earthquakes or asteroid hits. Instead, they are predictable consequences of the ever-intensifying interactions among humans, animals, and the natural world. The bad news is that these interactions are increasing for many reasons. Population growth, income growth, greater urbanization, and spreading human encroachments on the natural world.
And it comes at a high economic price. Before COVID, around 2 million people around the world died from zoonotic diseases every year, and they've cost the world economy $150 billion in the past two decades. But as the report highlights, that's a tiny sum compared to the current pandemic, which it estimates will end up costing $13 trillion. Navneet Dand is the director of the Asia Pacific Consortium of Veterinary Epidemiology at the University of Sydney.
We have seen the huge impact not only on human health, but we have also seen the impact on economy. Like we had to shut down the economy, the stock market lost trillions of dollars. A lot of people are unemployed, not only just in one country, throughout the world. And so the impact of these diseases is devastating. And the reasons for diseases are quite clear. And the need is to, strengthen the systems to deal with the diseases and to mitigate the risks. And that's what we are not doing.
But efforts are underway to tackle zoonotic diseases before they jump species. Navneet Dand is leading an Australian government-funded program to help equip veterinarians across Southeast Asia with the tools to investigate and treat outbreaks of new infectious diseases. But he admits changing human behaviour might take a little longer.
Nick Grimm with that report.